In Los Angeles, Emmy nominees are looking forward to the award show, now set for Sunday. They've been scheduled twice before and canceled. Among the nominees is Laura Ennis. She's an actor, best known for playing Dr. Carrie Weaver on ER. Her Emmy nomination is for her work as a director. She's fairly new at directing, starting out with an episode of ER. Her nomination is for directing The West Wing. She explains now what it's like for an actor to take on a different job.
When I got my first script, my first directing assignment, which was on ER, sort of did my first setup, and we rehearsed the first scene, and I said action for the first time, which you always forget to do. It's sort of the classic new director thing. You're waiting for something to happen, and then some, you know, the script supervisor nudges you, and you go, oh, yeah, I'm the one who says action. I think the thing that was most amazing to me was watching the monitor. I was sort of amazed that it really looked like ER. It was like, oh yeah, this looks like, you know, what I'm doing kind of works. I was surprised at how it wasn't even really hard, but it was a very subtle transition, which I didn't really anticipate enough, from being a co-worker to being, you know, the director of the show. It almost feels like your sister is sort of telling you what to do, you know, like you've been hanging out with your sister having a good time, and now your sister's sort of telling you where to walk and where to move. And I think that transition, being part of the ensemble and then moving up to the directing, is a little tricky, you know. When I directed on The West Wing for the first time, it was only my second time out as a director, so I was still pretty green and nervous. And for me, coming on there just cleanly as the director only, you know, I didn't have to go through that experience of transition or, wait a minute, what is my role this week? I was seen and viewed only as the director. And that was a very strengthening experience in terms of me identifying myself as a director. You know, I think when you are an actor who moves over to directing, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. I think in the long run, it's very, it's wonderfully educational. But in the short term, it can be a little bit destructive, because as a director, you're viewing things very objectively, very technically. And as an actor, you're hoping to just immerse yourself in it and not be watching yourself. So there are times when, as an actor, you go back to acting, when your awareness is too much on the technical. I mean, as an actor, you should always be, as much as possible, advocating for the truth of a moment, for that little voice that is a bit surprising and feels entirely authentic. And when you know as much as you know as a director, you know, oh, I'm overlapping, or, oh, if I move here, the director's going to have to do two more setups and move the camera, and that'll take another hour. And you know, oh, if I play with these papers, it's going to make too much noise for sound, or all of that. But when you're an actor, you should be thinking of none of those things.
ER actor and director Laura Ennis, up for an Emmy Award Sunday night for directing an episode of The West Wing.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.